WMSO Radio.
North Shore Now.
News and Sports. North Shore Today. Brought to you by the Sylvan Street Grill and the Bradford Tavern. A great place to meet and a great place to eat. Hi, everyone, and welcome to North Shore Today. It's a Monday, the 28th day of March. I'm Bill Newell, along with Rick Moore. Thanks for being with us. Just ahead, we'll update you on some of the news stories making the news in North Shore newspapers here today. And our guest today is going to be Kevin Coppinger. He's the chief of police in the city of Lynn. He was a guest Friday with Josh Arnold. We play a clip or two from that interview just ahead on our program here today, North Shore Today. Our videos on the webpage, you'll see down below, Jimmy Kimmel with Hillary Clinton, and it's what, mansplain? Kind of awkward, but I guess it's kind of funny as well. Staying on the Democratic side of the presidential race, we also have that clip of a video when the bird landed on the podium with Bernie Sanders last week. Kind of an interesting little situation for him. And by the way, he swept all three states this past weekend. So we had a very good weekend, did Bernie Sanders. And then we also have, of course, Candid Camera is the premier American hidden camera television show, I guess. But up in Canada, I think it's based out of Montreal, if I'm not mistaken. Just for Laughs does some great bits. And we have an extended clip with some of their top bits on our website for the hidden cameras. And do watch it. You don't have to watch the whole thing, but make sure you watch the setup for those. But it's pretty entertaining stuff. You'll see that on our website here today. Also, let's take a look at our just ahead, Rick, with the stories from the Cape Ann area, from Gloucester and beyond. Front page Salem News, pipeline story out of the city of Peabody. Alan Burke writes, this is from State Rep Ted Spiliotis, who represents Peabody and Danvers. But he says, get off their lawns regarding to Kinder Morgan. That's the company that's conducting the environmental surveys on the property of Glen Drive residents who abut the proposed project. And what's more, as I read from this article, Spiliotis, who represents those neighborhoods where the pipeline would pass through, used some of his campaign experience to get Kinder Morgan to back off. The plan is to lay the natural gas pipeline in Peabody along the path of the Independence Greenway, and that bucolic walkway was once a railroad line. Residents who loudly opposed the project likewise oppose allowing the Kinder Morgan people into the yards to do the required surveys. So that's making a little bit of news. That situation's certainly not dying down. Also, there's a pretty good story. Christian Wade in the Salem News also writes today about a number of different projects that Governor Baker has helped fund through the expanded grants program. And I won't go into all of them, but they're not huge projects, but they're significant projects to help out different communities. And there's a list of them, a nice list of those projects on those grants. So take a look at that if you have a chance, in the front page of the Salem News. And also one other story from the front page of the Salem News, just to share with you, that the school committee in Peabody's decision last spring to replace For Kids Only, the company that has run their after-school program for over a decade, has inspired some fierce opposition. And at one point, a boisterous group of numbering more than 100 turned out to complain. And now the school board has sent out a request for proposals inviting any and all qualified groups, including that company, to make a pitch to run their after-school programs. That also an Alan Burke story on today's front page of the Salem News. And you also got the pictures of the kids collecting the Easter eggs from yesterday. So those are some of the stories making news here on the North Shore. Rick has a few more for us up in the Gloucester area. Rick?
Hi, Bill. Thanks. Not a lot going on Cape Ann right now after the Easter holiday, of course. Pretty successful egg hunts over the weekend for the little kids. And over on the back shore on Bass Rocks, there was a Sunday morning service called Sunrise, S-O-N, Rise. And I guess about 100 people were out there in the cold at 6:15 on Sunday morning. And apparently it was members of the Assembly of God in East Gloucester Community Churches, and I imagine there were sunrise services all over the North Shore, despite the cold weather yesterday. At least it wasn't raining or snowing, and of course it was a very early Easter. Don't forget, tax season, too, is underway. April 15th is the old tax deadline, and we're getting there, just a couple of weeks away. A couple of headlines in the Gloucester Times concerning the opioid epidemic once again. And Gloucester Chief Leonard Campanello was bemoaning the fact that fentanyl apparently is out on the market right now, and it's a very, very dangerous drug that's being apparently infused into heroin as well. And big headline, and according to Chief Campanello, the fentanyl is so potent, people don't recognize the power of their dose that they are injecting. And a couple of police chiefs around the North Shore are being interviewed over this, and there have been some pretty scary overdoses. I guess in Salem, police have dealt with 15 overdoses so far in March, and that's more than double those that were reported for January and February. And Gloucester also has a concern. I'm just trying to see if there are other communities as well that were in the paper. So that's a big deal that is of concern of the police in the area. And there's a follow-up article to that by Ray Lamont in the Gloucester Times that questions why pharmaceuticals are even allowed to make fentanyl. And apparently, wish I could find the stat. There's a statistic here that talks about fentanyl is so many more times powerful than morphine. And I can't find it now, but it was an incredible statistic. Let me see if I can find that. Hold on. Oh, here it is. Research tells us that fentanyl as a painkiller is 80 to 100 times more potent than morphine and 40 to 50 times more potent than pure heroin, according to John Rosenthal, who was part of the founder of the Angel program in Gloucester. And by the way, that program has now taken in over 400 addicts and have helped them since it began back in June. And, of course, under that program, an addict who comes to the police station in Gloucester, admits to needing help, is assigned an angel who steers the addict into a recovery and treatment program without any threat of being arrested on drug possession or other charges. Program has become a model for 100 other enforcement agencies in more than two dozen states. So that is ongoing, of course. Also, I want to mention that Josh Arnold's Trending Now program on Friday. We've got a couple of interviews up there with Josh that are of interest. We'll have North Shore Sports Night tonight, Bill, as we'll be talking with the Gloucester Times sports editor, Nick Kukru, also to Gary Larrabee about golf, and hope to have some more interviews as well with student athletes, as well as some athletic directors and coaches. That's tonight at 7 p.m. That's live broadcast on msonewsports.com. That's it from here, Bill.
All right, Rick, thanks very much. And we'll step aside here just ahead. Kevin Coppinger, Chief of Police, City of Lynn, with Josh Arnold here with us on North Shore Today. He is a candidate for running for Essex County Sheriff. So stay with us for that just ahead here on North Shore Today. MSO Radio is where you can hear North Shore news and sports newsmakers, such as Newburyport High School football coach Mike Levine.
So the first thing for me is going to be to incorporate a lot of the wonderful guys that worked here last year with Coach Gaudiano, along with any new staff members that we bring on, and make sure that I have a staff that kids feel comfortable with, that I feel comfortable with, and I'm sure we'll end up with some excellent football coaches, and together we'll put this team where it needs to be.
Good luck to Newburyport head football coach Mike Levine. This is MSONewsSports.com. MSO Radio. North Shore Now. News and sports. Monday nights at 7, it's North Shore Sports Night. The North Shore Sports Talk Show with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns. MSONewsSports.com. Welcome back to North Shore Today. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. We're joined now by Josh Arnold from Friday's Trending Now program. We have a little clip with Josh Arnold and, of course, Kevin Coppinger. He's running for Essex County Sheriff. So take it away, Josh.
Kevin Coppinger, who's the Lynn City Chief of Police and a candidate for the Essex County Sheriff. Kevin, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Josh. It's a pleasure to be here.
We ask each guest that comes on, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background, and then we can talk about some of the issues of the day that you're involved in.
Okay. First, if I could, I'd just like to kind of give you my thought about the position of sheriff. As you just mentioned, I am a candidate for sheriff here in Essex County, and I think that job is a really important one, and the individual who's going to fill that needs to have the skills and the abilities to fulfill all the duties and responsibilities of that role. It's quite a job, and I think a lot of people understand it, but they may not know all the pieces of it. You know, the county sheriff needs to be a respected law enforcement official. He needs to be able to work with other agencies and partnerships with other criminal justice folks. needs to be a proven public safety leader, a trusted administrator, and an innovative problem solver. He needs to be able to think outside the box, come up with some solutions and some options to get the job done. Not only just to lock people up, but if there's options to help folks, we got to be aware of all these issues that are floating around today. And I'm sure we'll get into them over the next half an hour or so. But you need to have your eyes open and be objective when you look at things. So, while others may have a couple of those, two or three of those traits, I just feel my background, my education, my 33 years in law enforcement has given me the training, the education, the experience to be a qualified candidate, the best qualified candidate to be sheriff.
Good. So your background in terms of you get on into law enforcement when? And
yep.
Tell us a little bit about that.
It started way back. I went to Northeastern University to get a bachelor's degree in criminal justice. One of my first co-op, well, my only co-op job, to be honest with you, was with the Linfield Police Department. I was a civilian dispatcher. When I went back on the co-op program, when I went back into school, I used to split a shift with somebody else who's now one of the lieutenants here in Lynn with me. So I actually never left Linfield for almost 8 years. We back and forth in and out of Northeastern. I graduated, like I said, a degree in criminal justice. I later got my master's degree from Anna Maria College, also in criminal justice. And, a little ways down my career, further down the road into my career, I had a great opportunity to attend the FBI National Academy down in Quantico, Virginia. This is a program only 1% of law enforcement in the United States get to go to. It's an 11-week executive leadership program with my class had 365 individuals from all over the world. It was quite an experience. I learned a lot from it. It's helped me in my career. And I followed it up even last year with another training from the FBI. It's called their LEADS program, which is Law Enforcement Executive Development Seminar, which is held last year in Connecticut. So I always try to, I'm a big proponent of education, so I always try to keep up as much as I can with what's going on and keep myself up to speed on whatever's going on. So I did get on the job in Linfield. I did 3 years as a patrolman over there, and I transferred to Lynn. I'm third generation Lynn police. My dad was a captain over here. My great uncle was a patrol officer, but I came up through the ranks, did a variety of jobs, patrol. I did some investigations. I was special projects coordinator. I was a shift commander. I was deputy chief, for actually 14 years. I was the youngest deputy chief, back in 1995 when I made deputy. Like I said, deputy for 14 years, then I moved on to chief. I'm now in my seventh year as chief. So I've done a lot. If you look at my tenure, especially as administrator, as a manager, as deputy chief and chief, I've been lucky. I've had the opportunity to get a lot of experience working with budgets. I'm very much aware of the taxpayers' dollars, and folks want us to spend that smartly, efficiently. So over my 20 years between deputy and chief, I've done 20 budgets. Our budgets are $18 to $20 million. We have about a little over 200 employees in Lynn. Even in good times and bad, sometimes we had to do the budget cuts, and we did. We made them as painless as possible. It's not always successful, but I can honestly say we never drastically reduced services. We were lucky enough to continue to make sure we had enough police officers on the streets to respond to citizens. Calls for service and any needs that they have.
How is the job in Lynn in the different roles you've had changed since 9/11 and the heightening need for Homeland Security? And do you interact with them? And tell us anything about that you can.
No, I will. It has changed dramatically. 9/11 obviously it affected everybody in this country tremendously in a variety of ways. But for law enforcement, it really made you open your eyes, think outside the box, and you had to look at your job a little differently. It's just funny you said that. I was recently lucky enough to go to Israel at the end of January, courtesy of the Anti-Defamation League. They took a group of 15 police chiefs and or district attorneys over there for a Homeland Security training mission. And you might say, why is a local chief like from Lynn going over there? But I tell you, it was eye-opening and it was very educational. The state of Israel, it's in the Middle East, obviously. It's a state that they have a lot of neighbors that would just as soon see the state disbanded and literally blown off the map, I think, in some people's minds. And they write the book on Homeland Security. So we were over there for a little over a week. We were guests of the Israeli National Police and the Israeli Army, and they taught us a lot, like to look for. And bringing that back to Lynn, it was something that I learned. What we have to worry about are the homegrown individuals, those folks who may not be tied into ISIS or some of these worldwide terrorist organizations, but they're copycats, and you got to watch for them in your backyard because Timothy McVeigh, for instance, you know, the Oklahoma City bombing a few years ago, he was a homegrown. The Boston Marathon bombers were really a homegrown pair. So it can happen anywhere. So we do a lot of interactions with the federal government, whether it's the FBI or Homeland Security. I think all law enforcement does it today. It has to be done. It's got to be done as teamwork. It has to be done in cooperation because you just don't know and you can't take anything for granted in that regard.
Chief, my name is Rick Moore. I used to work at WESX with Al Needham, and your name came up every single time. I used to work there on weekends in the summer, and it was great actually kind of following your career over the years.
Oh, thank you. Al was a great guy, and going back to my Linfield days, used to sit on the desk, and Al would call every morning.
That's right.
Any news overnight, and fortunately for the town of Linfield, it's a very quiet, nice place to live, so I never gave Al too many stories, I don't think, but he was tremendous.
He was great, and he was a great guy to learn from as well. But, Chief, I wonder if you could maybe give us your view on the so-called Angel program that has started in Gloucester, a little bit of news in the Salem paper. But I know that we did talk with Sheriff Cousins about it, Bill Newell and I, recently. And maybe your view on it from a Lynn police chief perspective, and then maybe from a sheriff's perspective.
Oh, great. I mean, that's a great question, and hopefully I won't speak too long because this topic of the opiate epidemic is very near and dear to my heart. So to answer your question directly, actually, Chief Campanello, I've known him for many, many years. He came out of the city of Saugus before he went up to Gloucester. So I've talked to Lenny a lot about the program. I think they're doing good things in Gloucester. I honestly do. And we'll get into it in a minute about the opiate and the folks that need help. I do have a little, not a disagreement, but a little different view on the amnesty program up there, and I'll tell you why. You know, folks going up to Gloucester, when I speak with Chief Campanello, you know, a lot of them are going up for treatment, and I think it's great what he's doing. If you can get them beds, I know they've had their successes and their failures, but they're trying. They're trying what's good for the city of Gloucester. We're trying something a little different in here, a little bit of a similar but yet different. When we see addicts here in Lynn, and it's tough, and I always ask people, and I don't want to see a show of hands when I speak in public, I think if I went in any room and I said, it's by a show of hands, show me somebody who knows an individual, a family member, or an extended friend who has a substance abuse problem, almost every arm in the room will go up. It's a huge epidemic, whether it's alcohol or drug abuse. But anyway, getting back to the point, so much of it now. So, we have folks here in Lynn, and I do have sympathy for the addicted people, but we have folks here that all they think about is their next hit, or their next purchase of a bag of heroin, and they live for that. It's very disconcerting. It's horrible way of life, but they're not interested in treatment. So even if somebody overdoses and we respond and we give them Narcan, all our police officers do carry Narcan, we give them Narcan, it brings them back, and a lot of times these folks are very, very mad because we just ruined their high farm, and they want to go on and find another drug dealer to buy another hit of heroin. So these folks, to me, aren't looking for treatment. You know, they're looking for the heroin. So we've created what we call our behavioral health unit. And this is where I started to say, well, you got to think outside the box of the addicts. You know, these folks are addicted. A lot of them are career criminals. They're not violent individuals. These are folks who have an addiction that need help. So we were lucky through some grant money we got that we have two full-time, we have a mental health and a substance abuse clinician, and we have another substance abuse caseworker who are embedded right in our police department. We gave them office space by the back door. They interact with the police officers every day. They follow up on every overdose we have. And they've been here about 18, 19 months, but now they're actually going out on a proactive approach because the officers can almost tell when someone's going to overdose because by their behavior, or if they have a mental illness, they may get into a crisis mode. So our behavioral health unit folks will reach out to these individuals, hopefully before they overdose, so we can get them into the right treatment, whether that's a substance abuse counselor, a mental health counselor, preferably not into the criminal justice system, not into the jails, because sometimes that's not the place these people should be. They won't get the treatment. You've got to find the right option for the individual that's in crisis at the moment.
Lynn Police Chief Kevin Coppinger with Josh Arnold Friday. That's part of the program, or part of that interview from Friday's Trending Now program. We'll break away here for a moment, come back. We've got sports just ahead for you here on North Shore Today.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan, and today I'd like to speak to you about the North Shore Student Athlete Program. Sponsored by Moynihan Lumber in conjunction with the Salem News, the Daily Item, the Newburyport Daily News, and the Gloucester Times. The program, now in its 24th year, celebrates high school students who excel not just on the playing field, but in the classroom as well. Male and female winners are chosen each month. All student athletes must be nominated by their coaches. Nominations for the program are made via email to nsstudentathlete@gmail.com. Youngsters who are nominated must have a B average or better. Monthly winners are then eligible to be selected as Student Athletes of the Year. Yearly winners and their families are recognized at a luncheon at the Salem Country Club held in early June. Please remember, all youngsters playing a varsity sport at any high school on the North Shore, public, private, or parochial, are eligible.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO Radio, North Shore Now, news and sports. Marketing and advertising slots are now available on msonewsports.com. Banner advertising, radio commercials. We have numerous marketing and advertising opportunities on our website. Banner advertising, radio commercials in both news and sports programming. Catch on with us now. We have special spring and summer promotions. We are providing an exclusive product, radio and video features with North Shore Newsmakers. For more information, click on the advertise button on the top right-hand corner of our webpage. MSO Radio is where you can hear live play-by-play sports. Stay connected with North Shore newsmakers. Listen to exclusive sports interviews with coaches and players. North Shore News Radio, North Shore Sports Radio. Hey, welcome back to North Shore Today. Time for sports, and tonight we have North Shore Sports Night at 7 o'clock with Rick Moore here on MSO News Sports. And McKinley Karpa, the Beverly Junior forward, is the Girls Hockey Player of the Year, according to the Salem News, for their All-Star program. Let's see here. She is, according to Coach Brian Seabury, it sounds crazy because she scores so much, but sometimes I wish she'd take more chances on offense. That's Coach Brian Seabury. McKinley is also good for her own zone. Everything starts there for her. She's always looking to make the right play, and she always, almost never takes chances or makes the selfish play. But anyway, she had 24 goals this year, 14 assists for 38 points, topping the area scorers on the North Shore with those kinds of stats. So congratulations to her for making that the Salem News All-Star team and for also that great honor. They also had a nice story in today's edition of the Salem News Sports section with the Beverly Hall of Fame. They had some of their they have a front page color photo of the Hall of Famers going in. I know a number of those guys going into the Hall of Fame, and it just is a reminder. Scott Maitland is there representing his father Dick. What a great years ago when I was at WESX, Dick Maitland couldn't have been nicer. Was really into the North Shore sports scene. Lived in Swampscott, coached in Beverly. But Dick Maitland, really, just a name to remember for somebody a number of years ago, but what an impact he had on young lives and a solid family. And, of course, Scott Maitland was there to accept standing in for his dad for that award. And also some other great people there, obviously, winning those awards at the Beverly Hall of Fame. And let me just look one more thing. It's been a rainy Monday, so I don't think we're going to get a lot of sporting events scheduled, but there are a number of college sports events, high school sporting events kind of more or less starting next week. So don't forget North Shore Sports Night. It's tonight at 7 o'clock. It's right here. It's on MSO Radio. You can go up. You can go to the promo post that'll be up on the site, or just click on in the top left-hand corner of the website, MSO Radio, at about 7 o'clock, and you'll be hooked up. So again, special thanks to our guest, Josh Arnold, with Lynn Police Chief Kevin Coppinger, candidate for Essex County Sheriff. And that's been our program for today. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for being with us here on North Shore Today. Stay in contact with us by following us on Twitter at MSO News Sports. Email us at msonewsports@gmail.com. MSO News Sports at gmail.com. MSO News Sports, keeping you in contact with the North Shore.